home of the Zone on the Buzz Radio Network. Listen to your favorite radio station, the Buzz iPhone app, or online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Rev Room, raise some money for Make-A-Wish. Thank you, everybody, for doing that.
Don't make me take it. I'll send Steve Atwater and Ray Lewis over to your house to take it from if you don't give it up. Give it up sweet.
Ray, God bless him. Landers, Ford, and Benton, God bless them. Great folks over there. They're looking out for you, because who else is going to look out for you if they don't? They're not going to be undersold. They just said, you know what? We have a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. We need to get rid of them in a good way. So they're going to give you the lowest price. They got a small town atmosphere, which means you go in there, they know you by the first name. Matter of fact, go say, hey, Kelly, hey, Mike, Pat told me to come here. And they're going to treat you like family. But they got the big city selection. You see it, they're going to have it. Landers Ford in Benton, exit 121 off of I-30 in Benton. Go by there, check them out. You can call 315-4700. It's Kelly and Mike. They're going to take great care of you.
Let's go to the Revolution Hotline. Talk to Doug Brodess of BleacherReport.com, lead college basketball writer. Doug, true or false, you think Arkansas is the best basketball team in America?
I think that would have to be a false, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah. Oh, man, what are you watching?
I guess from that standpoint, just seeing a few other teams that are playing a little better ball right now.
Just slightly. Arkansas, of course, a little better performance last night at Alabama. The road is never kind in basketball, but it has been an especially difficult place for Arkansas. I don't know how much of the game you got to see last night, if any, but what you've taken away from Arkansas's performances on the road, and we have to temper that with the fact that last night was less terrible than some previous road trips.
That's very true, and probably even going and playing Alabama on the road is no easy thing because they will probably, you know, they're one of the tougher teams at home among, you know, some of the out of not having Florida maybe or Ole Miss, those you know, at the top of the conference, but they're one of the better teams from that standpoint. And so I think that Arkansas, there's all kinds of things throughout the season that they have had games they should have won, could have won. But from that standpoint, I think they're still a season away. And from that standpoint, I know that Razorback fans don't want to hear that. But I do think that another year, especially if BJ Young comes back, and then you add Bobby Portis to the mix, I think you're going to have a whole lot different season next year.
When you say a year away, are you talking just getting to the tournament, or you think they can make some noise?
I think that it's possible that they can make some noise. I mean, I have not seen Bobby Portis play, but I've heard he's the real deal. And so from that standpoint, you bring in a power forward that can do things. That's going to give you a whole different opportunity, not only to get to the tournament, but also potentially make a run.
Talking about the SEC this year, of course, we're big SEC fans, and we were trying to figure out a way of maybe how they could get four, possibly five teams into it. Then, of course, season started and Kentucky tripped up a little bit.
Can they get two?
Can they get two or three? How many right now, as it is, do you see, you project them getting in the tourney?
I would say that right now, three, maybe four. And I guess there's enough basketball left to be played, not only in the SEC but around the country, for that still to be determined. But I think that much beyond four, I don't see it happening.
What do you think? What do you make of Ole Miss? Certainly a disappointing loss for them the other night at home, but certainly they've been one of the positive surprises for the SEC this year.
I think the biggest challenge right now for Ole Miss is they've played well, very well early. They're getting to a point of the season where even good or even great teams have a slump, and I think they're in that time where if they don't watch it, they could drop not only one game, two games, but even a whole list of games. And going into Gainesville is no easy task. And so from that standpoint, I think that Ole Miss really needs – this is a big game for them on Saturday.
We've got news come out this week that Aaron Jones is going to be out for the season. He may not be a household name, a 6'9 sophomore, one of those big bodies inside for them. And one of their, you know, more important reserves. He's had several blocks and is averaging a little over 3.5 points a game, a little over 4 rebounds a game. So not good news for them, but you know, certainly they've more than held their own on the inside. And that's, I don't know, we'll see how key a loss that is for them. But like you said, it's a kind of an important stretch for them right now.
Absolutely, and at least not this year specifically, but under Andy Kennedy, they've not been a good road team. And so from that standpoint, it is. That's something that they're going to have to turn that trend around or continue to turn that trend around because they've done okay this year. They have not been dropping games on the road. But, boy, the last, you know, since Kennedy arrived, I think it was about 6 years ago, they have not been a good road team.
Doug Brodess, BleacherReport.com lead basketball writer, joining us. Florida is a team that everybody around here knows about, and certainly they have a national reputation. But they've not only been beating but just absolutely destroying SEC competition on the regular. Where do you put them in the national perspective against some of these other teams?
I think that they're definitely one of the teams to watch. They have both perimeter talent and inside talent, and so that's always a good combination. I think that they have discovered defense, and that's not something that that Florida's always done a whole lot. They've always had a high-powered offense, but in some of the years where they haven't made that deep run, you know, going back to their championship, you know, back-to-back championship days, they knew about defense. But I think that's one of the things that probably sets them apart from the last couple of years is that they're not only still a great offensive team, but they're playing good defense as well.
With recently, you don't want to be number one, it seems, in college basketball. There's everybody, and I'm going to call it right now, Michigan number one going to Indiana, probably a good chance of them getting beat as the number one. Do you see the tournament as a whole now being wide open? And how many teams legitimately do you see being able to get to a Final Four?
Well, it is. I guess that this is one of those situations that, you know, you look at potential number one, number two seeds, and you think, well, you know, any of those could, if they get hot and play well, they could do that. I look at those probably what right now is the top four ranked teams, and you say, well, they definitely could all make it. Then you go behind them, and you would have teams like Duke and Syracuse. Gonzaga at 7 right now is very interesting because, you know, they're ranked ahead of Butler, even though Butler beat them. I think they're another team that could make that kind of run. Arizona, if they can cut down on turnovers, I think that they're another team. So, you know, there's probably 8 or 9 teams because we still haven't got to like Louisville or Ohio State either.
Right. And or so even you look at Wisconsin, big win against Indiana, and it's just seems very wide open for a lot of teams.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, there isn't the dominant team anywhere. There's not, you know, as good as Michigan is, as good as Kansas is, and even, you know, throw in Indiana and Florida. I don't see there as being the dominant team, just like Kentucky last year. Going through the season, sure, they lost a couple of games, but they're a dominant team, and I don't see that kind of team this year.
Doug, one more thing before we let you go here. Middle Tennessee has dominated the Sun Belt this year, and they're going to probably, if they continue their tear they're on, end up with a very gaudy record. If by chance they happen to lose in their conference tournament final, do you think that team has enough of a resume to maybe get in on its own accord and maybe get 2 from the Sun Belt?
I think that it's a possibility, and all of that really even is determined by how many other favorite teams within the conferences don't win their conference tournament. And so when you start to add that type of situation into the mix, then you really are limiting how many second teams in a Sun Belt conference or a Conference USA or you know, some of the other conferences that may not get multiple bids if the contenders or the first places teams in the regular season don't follow through and win the conference tournament.
Doug, we appreciate it very much. Have a great weekend, man.
Hey, let's do it again.
All right. Real quick before we let you go, I guess, Super Bowl pick?
San Francisco.
Okay. Very good. Doug, very good. We appreciate it very much. Thanks so much.
Sure. We'll see you.
All right. Doug Brodess, lead college basketball writer on BleacherReport.com. He's really, really good.
Did you get Clint Stern's Super Bowl pick?
I did not. We need to get the governor. We need to get a lot of folks between now and Sunday.
He says Baltimore wins. Ray Rice MVP.
I got to go with Big Red, whatever he says. Much more from the Make-A-Wish Radiothon, 501-376-WISH. 501-376-9474. I do want to thank my good friend Marcy Livingston, who occasionally chops my hair off for her donation today.
She cut my hair before.
Yeah, well, you quit her. You got a bad habit of that. 1037thebuzz.com online. Much more coming up in the zone. Stay tuned. Liz is just jonesing to get back on with us. We can arrange that.